This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. We have a southerly flow on the west side of a high pressure ridge centered over the southwest states, and this will bring another day with temperatures 8 to 12 degrees above normal to the Columbia Basin. Then this afternoon and overnight you can expect scattered thunderstorms as a rather vigorous cold front sweeps through the region. Since the air mass is rather dry, look for rainfall amounts to be rather light, at a tenth of an inch or less, so delays to haying and wheat combining should be very short. The main effect will be to drop temperatures 12 to 15 degrees for Wednesday, and then evening out to near normal with dry conditions for the rest of the week. Chemical applicators can plan on stronger breezes tonight and Wednesday, but then lighter winds for Thursday. Crop water use has been exceptionally high the last few days and will continue today, and then decrease to near normal for the rest of the week. For the next 7 days, alfalfa, corn, peaches, potatoes, and apples will need about 2 inches, and lawns will use around 1.5 inches. Alfalfa balers can expect breezes tonight and a drier air mass beginning Wednesday to limit dew formation. Afternoon humidity the rest of this week should dip to between 15% and 25%. Now we've moved past midsummer and normal daily temperatures have begun their seasonal decline. We can still have very hot weather, but it becomes less likely and for shorter intervals. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.